And then Jesus did another thing.
然后他耶稣还做了另外一件事情。
He's saying, "Don't you remember?"
他说你们难道不记得吗？
You see, we work, our minds work, like all human minds work. We work from the known to the unknown.
我们头脑的运作就像所有人类头脑运作的方式，我们可以从已知的事情进到未知的事情。
When you're teaching a child, you have to work from the known to the unknown.
当你在教一个小孩子的时候，你必须从已知的来进到未知的。
Something happens in our life.
我们生命中发生过一些事情。
It builds a memory.
建立起一个记忆。
Here's a little girl just 2-3 days ago.
三名牧师的小女儿在两三天前。
She tripped on a shoelace.
她就是被她的鞋带绊倒了。
Fell down.
倒下来。
Hurt herself quite badly.
她自己伤得很厉害。
Now one thing going to be in her memory.Keep your shoes tied.
他在记忆里面会有一件事情，就是说一定要把鞋带给绑好。
And when she runs around,
当他到处跑的时候，
6 months from now, and her shoes are untied.
从现在开始六个月，
her daddy's going to say, "Don't you remember what happened?"
如果他的鞋带没有绑好，他的爸爸就会跟他说，你难道不记得吗？
And because of that,
因为这样子。
Oh yes, Daddy.
Oh, 是的，爸爸。
Down she goes and ties her shoes.
赶快去把鞋子绑好。
You see, that's the way God teaches us.
神教我们就是用这个办法。
He'll say something to us.
他会跟我们说一些东西。
But whatever He says to us or works with us, it's tied to our memories.
但是不管他做了什么或者是说了什么，都是跟我们的记忆有密切的关系。
Things that have happened or have come before.
就是以前曾经发生过，以前曾经临到过的事情。
Because God works from the known to the unknown.
因为神的工作是从已知的进到未知的。
He said, "Don't you remember?"
他说：“你们难道还不记得吗？”
Bread is not our problem.
饼不是我们的问题。
But our problem is the hard heart.
我们的问题是刚硬的心。
Now that's a strange statement.
这句话很奇怪。
In other words, he said, "You can't hear because this is hard."
换句话说，他说你们没有办法听到，是因为你的心
刚硬。Now we know better than that. If you can't hear, that wax is hard. Go to a doctor and get the old wax pulled out.
如果说我们耳朵塞住了，那我们应该就是。所以我们应该找医生去把那个塞住的东西给拿出来就好了。
But Jesus didn't say anything about hard wax.
但是耶稣没有说你是耳朵给塞住。
He said hard heart.
他讲的是你心里面硬了。
That's strange, isn't it?
这是很奇怪的。
Because you see, he was giving them spiritual truths.
因为耶稣跟他们讲的是属灵的真理。
And therefore, you can't reach it with a natural mind.
所以你没有办法用属血气的意念去了解。
The natural mind would say, "Well, they're hard of hearing, or else they've got some wax in their ears."
属灵的心意就会告诉你，他们若不是心里刚硬，不然就是耳朵给塞住了。
Because the spiritual mind isn't working.
因为他们属灵的心意没有在运作。
He said, "That's because you've hardened up your heart."
他说，这是因为你们的心刚硬。
You're not in a listening mood.
你们并没有在一种听的情况下。
You're not in a position of faith.
你没有在一种信心的位置上。
You're not standing here hearing me say something. You're just hearing me talk.
你没有站在这里听到我要说什么东西，而是只是听我一般的讲话而已。
Now I know that's a strange thing.
我知道这是很奇怪的事情。
But you know it's true.
但是你知道这是真的吗？
You know people can talk without saying anything.
你知道人们有可能讲话却什么都没有说。
You ever think of that?
你有没有想过这一点？
You ever do it?
你有没有做过这样的事情？
Probably.
或许有。
Many years ago, when my sister was about 12 years old.
很多年前，当我姐姐差不多十二岁的时候
，and she was chattering，
她就一直喜欢喋喋不休的讲。
And my father said to her，
我父亲就跟她说
，Margaret，
跟她说 ，Margaret，
be careful，
你要小心。
When all that talking， you're going to say something。
你当你讲了这么多话的话，你一定会说一些东西出来。
We can talk without saying anything。
我们有可能讲话，但是却什么都没有说。
And most of us do that.
我们大部分人都这样做。
Therefore, we more or less half listen to people.
所以我们听人家。
So if they stop, they say, "You understand? Oh yeah, yeah."
所以我们听人家讲话常常就是。
But you're really not paying attention.
听一半，然后他停下来问他说，问你说你懂不懂？说，懂。其实你虽然在场，但你的心没有真正在那里。
As one preacher said, when he was preaching and he got kind of wound up.
就像有一个牧师他在讲到他讲到的时候越讲的讲的
He says, now I want you to listen.
他说现在我要你们听
I'm telling you the truth. I'm not just preaching now. I'm telling you the truth.
我现在跟你们讲真话我不是只在讲道而已我现在要跟你们讲真话了。
We have to be able to know when somebody's saying something.
当别人真的在说一些东西的时候，我们必须知道。
Their heart condition wasn't listening to Jesus.
他们心里的状况没有在听耶稣的。
They're worried about not having any lunch on the long trip across the lake.
他们在担心在这个要过湖的漫长的旅程上，他们没有食物吃。
But the Lord spoke to them. They weren't paying much attention.
所以当主跟他们说话的时候，他们并没有。
And so they said,
"Huh,
see."He knew about it.
所以他们说，你看看吧，
耶稣
知道啊。
He forgot to take bread. Now he's going to scold us.
耶稣知道我们忘了带饼，他现在一定要骂我们了。
We should have made ready for this trip.
我们本来应该为这个旅行预备好的。
He said, "Oh, don't you remember?"
我说你们难道还不记得吗
？Don't you understand?
你们还不了解吗
？You know what I'm talking about?
还不知道我在说什么吗
？No, they didn't.
不，他们不知道。
The Spirit entered into me.
神灵进到了我的里面
Set me upon my feet
使我站起来
Put me into attention
使我能够留意
And said now listen
说你现在听
Yes sir
遵命
But he couldn't do that by himself
但是他靠着自己没有办法这样
做 Sometimes our needs Sometimes our problemsAre so great.
有时候我们的需要，我们的问题这么大。
We can't even get on our feet.
我们甚至站不起来。
Maybe we're not even on our knees. We got our nose on the floor.
或许我们甚至不是跪下来的，是我们的。
In desperation.
在很迫切、绝望的时候，我们的鼻子是在地板上，
in crying,
在那里哭着。
In pleading with God.
在那里恳求神。
Because our needs are great.
因为我们的需要很大。
But at times like that,
但是像在那样子的时候
when the Spirit will come,
就是圣灵要来的时候
and say, get up,
说你起来
listen,
听
and you'll hear the word that will give you your answer.
你会听到的话会给你答案的
You'll hear the word that God wants to say.
你会听到神想要说的话
But you can't do it without His Spirit.
但是如果没有他的灵，你做不到的。
We really need His Spirit.
我们真的需要他的灵。
Not only to interpret what He says.
不只是诠释他所说的。
But to put us into the condition to hear what He says.
而是要把我们放在一种状态，能够听他所说的。
He's ready to talk.
他已经准备好要说了。
The Spirit must make us ready to listen.
圣灵必须使我们预备好来听。
He does speak.
他确实说话
But he's not going to speak into ears that don't hear.
但是他不会对不听的耳朵说话
And so he has to get us ready to hear.
所以他必须使我们预备好来听
We depend far too much on our little sharp brains.
我们太依靠自己小小的聪明的头脑
But there's a strange verse in this Bible.
但是在圣经里面有很奇怪的一句话
It says the letter kills.
说字句叫人死
The Spirit gives life.
经意也就是圣灵给人生命，叫人活。
This book is just a letter.
这本书只是字句而已。
It's just a book.
只是一本书。
Just a lot of print on white paper.
只是黑字印在白纸上。
And without the Spirit speaking to me through it,
若没有圣灵透过它对我说话的话
it's like a very insidious poison.
就像是一个毒药一样。
Poison works very slowly.
它是很慢慢的渗透的。
I think I understand.
我以为我明白了。
And I read all about what it says.
我读了它里面所讲的一切。
And my quick little brain can understand every word.
我聪明的头脑能够明白每一个字。
I've gone to school long enough. I don't even need a dictionary to read it.
我上学上的够久，我甚至不需要字典就能够读它了。
Oh, I'm sharp.
我很聪明。
And I can read every word in it.
当中的每一个字我都懂
and not understand any of it.
但是什么都不明白
Because you see The letter kills
因为字句叫人死
The Holy Spirit has got to let me know what he's really talking about
圣灵必须让我知道他到底在说什么
And it's very difficult without the Holy Spirit Because he's talking about invisible things.
若没有圣灵的话，非常困难，因为他在讲的是看不见的东西，是天上的东西。
Eternal things.
是永恒的东西。
Things that have no shape or substance in our world.
那些东西在我们的世界里面没有形状，没有实体的。
Things that have to do with the interior of a man's heart.
那些东西是跟人的里面心里有关的。
Things that have to do with the reason behind what God is doing in the world and in the universe.
那些事情是跟神在世界在整个宇宙做的事情的理由有关的。
As I said before, it's like a doctor talking about an operation.
就像我前面讲的，就好像医生在跟我谈动手术的事情一样。
We get lost in a maze of words.
我们在那些字句里面就迷失了。
Yes, maybe we can understand the words, but we don't know what they're talking about.
或许我们能够明白那些字，但是我们不晓得他在说什么。
We need more than a human mind.
我们需要的不只是人的头脑。
In fact, Paul says a carnal mind cannot receive the things of God.
事实上保罗讲属血气的心意没有办法体会神的事情
And the carnal man cannot receive the spirit of God
属血气的人也没有办法领受神的灵
One reason it's hard for the spirit to help us much
圣灵没有办法帮助我们多少的原因是
Is because we think we know
就是我们自以为知道了
I think that's one of the most dangerous thingsTo have when we come to church or come to reading a Bible, we think we know.
当我们到教会或是读圣经的时候，最危险的事情就是我们以为自己已经知道了。
The preacher announces his text.
牧师宣布他要念的经文。
And you've got a good memory.
你有好的记忆。
You've read it three times.
你读过三次了。
Oh yes, I know about that.
哦，这个我知道了。
And snap goes your mind.
这个时候你的头脑就封闭出来了。
And while he's preaching, you go out and go swimming.
当他在讲到时候，你的头脑已经出去游泳了。
Oh, I mean, you're still sitting there, but
我说你还坐在那里，但是你的头脑已经不出去了。
Because, yeah, I know about that.
因为是的，那个我知道的。
Or you pick up the Bible and read, oh yes, I read that before.
或是你拿起圣经来读，你说啊，这个我以前读过了。
And bang goes the door closed.
然后你就把门砰一声关上了。
You see, I can't know without God's explaining it to me and telling it to me and putting me in condition to hear what he's saying.
若没有神跟我解释，若没有神的帮助，把我放在一种能够听的状况的话，我是不会了解的。
The Spirit of God entered into me.
神的灵进到了我的里面。
And set me upon my feet.
使我站立起来。
And then he spoke.
然后他说话。
And I heard it.
我听见了。
That's a wonderful statement.
这是一句很奇妙的话。
That's a wonderful statement that any man or any woman can say.
这是任何人所能够讲的最奇妙的话。
Yesterday afternoon, one could say, I was praying and reading my Bible, and suddenly the Spirit came upon me.
因为我们能够说，当我在祷告的时候、读经的时候，神的灵临到了我身上。
I had to stop crying and pray. God was speaking to me.
当神这样做的时候，我必须停下来。然后再说
this is what he said.
神在跟我说
Oh, that's a wonderful statement.
这是他所说的这是一句很奇妙的话
That's a wonderful statement.
这是一句很奇妙的话
That person will be hearing what God says.
这样子的话就能够听到神在说什么
And it will be just what he read, but it won't be.
只是他读的东西但是不是他所读的东西了
It won't be what you read at all.
根本不会是你所读的东西。
The words will be exactly right.
那个字会刚好就是对的。
But the interpretation is different.
但是诠释已经不一样了。
Then you'll understand what he was really saying to you.
那么你就能够明白他到底是在对你说什么。
And not what it looked like he's saying to you.
而不是说他看起来跟你在说什么。
And if you look all through the Bible,
如果你看整个圣经
you'll find many occasions where God uses symbols and accidents or experiences or visions or just things, but he's not saying that. He's saying something else.
当你看整个圣经，你会发觉神用了很多的象征、比喻，还有用了一些事件或者说了一些话，但其实他不是在说那个，他讲的是别的东西。
Like for instance, when John was the revelator in the book of Revelation.
譬如启示录的作者约翰。
He was up there, and the angel was talking to him.
他在那里，天使跟他说话。
He said, come.
说来
I'm going to show you the bride of the lamb
我要给你看羔羊的心腹
the bride of I'm going to show her to you
我要把她显明给你看
and he followed the angel expecting to see this beautiful beautiful woman with a golden crown and oh just radiating love and radiating light and radiating glory so beautiful and I looked and I looked
约翰就跟着他走看跟着天使走本来期待会看到一个很美的新娘戴着金色的冠冕然后充满了光芒充满了爱结果呢他说我看到的是一座城
a city.
天使给我看的是一座城
It wasn't a woman at all.
那根本不是一个女人
That's the way God does things.
神做事情的方式就是这样子
We think he showed me that but no and yet
我们以为说他更已经跟我们显明了这个
You'll find that city is a perfect picture of the bride of Christ.
但是如果你仔细看的话，你就会明白那幅图画是
Every part of that
那个城是神心腹一个完美的图画。
You'll find explains a part of the bride.
那个城的每一部分，你都会发觉它能够解释心腹的一部分。
But the Holy Spirit has to show that to you.
但是是必须圣灵跟你显明这一点。
And so.That's the way God speaks, and that's why we need the Holy Spirit, and that's why the Holy Spirit came.
所以这就是为什么我们需要圣灵，也就是为什么圣灵来的原因。
So that we can have His help when it comes to hearing God.
好让我们在要倾听神的时候能够有他的帮助。
Because otherwise,
因为不然的话
we're just not capable.
你就是没有办法。
I don't care if you have 3 PhDs to your credit.
我不在乎你是否有三个博士学位
It's still not big enough
还是不够大
To understand God
没有办法了解神
The Holy Spirit who is knowledge itself He's the omniscient one That means all knowledge
他是无所不知的他知道一切
He has to explain it to us
必须由他来跟我们解释
And he has to put me into position an attitude so I can hear
他必须把我放到一种位置一种态度使得我能够听
And then God spoke to me.
然后神对我说话。
He didn't speak to us.
他不是对我们说话。
He spoke to me.
他对我说话。
Because I was in a position by the Holy Spirit.
因为靠着圣灵，我已经在一种位置上能够听了。
And that's what I need.
这就是我需要的。
So the Holy Spirit has come.
所以圣灵已经来了。
And these Sunday nights we're talking about the Holy Spirit.
这些礼拜天的晚上我们都在讲圣灵
And this is just one more reason why he came
这是他为什么来到的另外一个原因为什么我们需要他
And the next time you go into your devotions
下一次你去灵修的时候
Don't just pick up your Bible and read or a devotional book and read
不要只是拿起圣经或是看一些灵修的书就这样读过去
But the first thing you do
你做的第一件事情
Get your heart quiet
让你的心安静下来
Get into the right attitude as best you can
尽量有一种好的态度
And this Holy Spirit help me
说圣灵求你帮助我
I'm going to open my study book
我要打开我研究的书
And unless you are my teacher I won't know a thing about it
除非你教导我不然我一件事情都不会明白
I'll just read a lot of words
我只是会读到很多的字而已
And I can understand the words
我可以了解这些字
But I won't know what you are talking about to me.
但是我不会了解你在对我说什么。
So set me upon my feet, set me in the right position and attitude.
所以求你使我站立起来，让我有正确的位置，正确的态度。
Open my ears.
开我的耳朵。
And speak to me.
对我说话。
Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
Thank you for coming.
谢谢你来了。
I thank you very much for coming.
我非常感谢你来了。
So many times you've helped me.
许许多多次你帮助了我
So many times you've opened the book when I didn't know what it was saying
许多次你把书卷启开开启了
So many times I've asked you Lord This looks so interesting but I don't understand
许许多多次我说主啊这看起来很有意思但是我不懂
Will you help me
求你帮助我好吗
Will you open my heart to receive what you're saying
求你开我的心使我能够领受你在说的话
Set me upon my feet
求你使我站起来
Into attention
能够集中精神
into a hearing attitude,
能够有听的态度
and speak to me,
对我说话
and explain to me,
对我解释
so I can understand,
使我能够了解
I thank you for coming again,
我谢谢你来了
I've needed you so much.
我这么需要你。
We all need you so much.
我们都这么需要你。
And without you,
若没有你。
We'll only have human words.
我们只会有人的词。
With a human mind.
用人的头脑。
And the concepts of God that are not necessarily true at all.
我们对神的观念根本不是正确的了。
Indeed, I say, keep us from the leaven of this world.
确实，我求你保守我们免于这世上的笑。
This world's great men and great philosophers.
这世界上伟大的人，伟大的哲学家。
This world's great leaders.
这世界的大领袖。
Kings and presidents.
国王、总统。
But they spout leaven with their lips.
但是他们的口发出了笑。
That poison that will spread through the whole population.
那个毒药会遍布到所有的人。
Keep us from it.
求你保守我们免于这个。
Let the word of truth abide in us.
让真理的话住在我们的里面。
And the light of truth illuminate us.
让真理的光来照亮我们。
I ask in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
阿门。
是的。 亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹们，从以上弥勒牧师的信息一开始就讲得很清楚，我们必须要有神的灵才能够听见神向我们说话，我们才听得懂神所要跟我们说的话，否则我们只是听了却没有懂。就好像当年在马可福音第八章，耶稣跟门徒说了一句话，他说你们要谨慎，要防备法利赛人的笑和希律的笑。门徒是听见了却没有听懂，他们以为他们忘了带了饼，耶稣在怪他们，是因为他们当时没有别的食物。但耶稣跟他们说关于那属灵的事情，他想到的是那属世的事情，却没有听见神真正要跟他们所说的话。所以今天何等的可惜，很多人今天不是没有耳朵听，听却是没有听懂。像耶稣在这里责怪门徒说，你们怎么还不醒悟？你怎么还不明白？你们的心还是这样愚顽吗？或者说你们的心还是这样刚硬吗？你们有眼睛看不见吗？有耳朵听不见吗？也不记得吗？所以我们在这里特别要注意我们的心里面一个态度，唯有我们心里谦卑下来，专注在耶稣身上，我们才能够听得清楚，我们才能够明白耶稣跟我们说的话。难怪以西结在这里他说我要站起来，是神的灵叫我能够站起来听见神跟我所说的话。哈利路亚，是神的灵让我听见那位对我说话的声音。这边讲到站起来是一个警醒的态度，是一个尊重的态度，是表示注意专注期盼的一个态度。只有圣灵能够帮摆在这样一个地位上，让我们真实能够听见神跟我们说话的声音，免得我们受了世上的笑，有的不过头脑的知识，自以为聪明，自以为懂了，却真正的陷入这样的危险，你错失了神要跟我们说的话。愿神的话勉励我们每一个人，提醒我们每一个人。